Welcome to the Federal News Network Data Resiliency Series, brought to you by IBM4. Today, I'm talking with Kristen Ruiz, the Deputy Chief Information Officer at the Transportation Security Administration, about how TSA is evolving its data management practices while ensuring both security and resiliency. Hey, Kristen, thanks for joining me.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're obviously focusing on how agencies are tackling modern data management practices and challenges. So I think TSA is really the perfect agency to feature here. And before we get into all those topics, I just wanted to start out by asking you to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be Deputy CIO at TSA.
Absolutely. So I started my career as an enlisted Marine and really enjoyed my time there and really was compelled to serve. So when I was leaving the Marine Corps and I was looking for my next opportunity, I was drawn to government contracting at that time. So it was my first opportunity to provide the civil service type perspective. And so I was able to work on a number of contracts over the years, really supporting GSA, DOD, DHS, and USDA and others, and really dive into more of where I saw myself fitting in. And I found myself really gravitating towards the application development side of the house, project management, governance, enterprise architecture. Those kinds of roles really excited me and drove me to be more engaged in the job. So I naturally followed the path down that way. And in the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, I decided that I wanted to leave government contracting and then become a federal employee. So I did that at USDA at Food and Nutrition Services. I was able to transition from contractor to federal resource there, take on some really exciting projects, leading major efforts in the way of SNAP and WIC and others that they support there. And from there, I was able to take on a new role at Department of Transportation, which was an exciting opportunity to stand up a brand new office. I was the Associate CIO for Applications and Digital Solutions, which entailed leading application development across the entire department and all of the sub agencies, which we call modes there. And that role really entailed everything from DOT.gov to every application, enterprise application, managing a major acquisition blanket purchase agreement that was mandatory use for all EPDEV. And this opportunity presented itself to come to TSA, and I was really compelled to do that. As I started this conversation, I was in the Marine Corps and I was present for 9/11. So I had a really strong drive to really get back to this mission here and support this, because I feel like without mission, there is no purpose. I'm a very mission-driven individual. So I was very excited to come. And obviously, Yemi's an amazing person. So I'm excited to get to work alongside him here and support TSA.
Got it. Yeah. Sounds like such a great breadth of experience, and really and also on the technology side and the contracting acquisition side, which as we know is really important, both facets of that. And then you've been Deputy CIO since April, I think.
Yes. End of April.
Okay, great. Well, so, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about modern data management at TSA. I know TSA deals with a lot of different types of data with locations across the country, obviously high operational tempo mission. You know, what would you say are some of TSA's biggest challenges when it comes to data management here in 2023?
Well, I would first start off by saying, you know, TSA has a lot of data. We have tons of disparate data, and it's a big task, right? So, you know, what we're trying to do is also be considerate of the fact that we have sensitive security information that's also subject to need to know rules and applications. So we have to be careful with those additional complexities to be able to protect from a knowledge management perspective. But we do recognize that this is a huge challenge, and we are working on currently building out our own domain structure and architecture that will help us tackle this challenge. You know, when we start talking about this, one may refer to this as a wicked problem, and we first have to catalog this data, protect it, govern it for its use and storage, and then we have to share it, and we have to make it available across the enterprise. And as technical complexity and security requirements are constantly changing and new emerging technologies and threats are out there, we are starting off in IT with a brand new role that we're currently in the process of hiring for, which is our Chief Technology Officer / Chief Data Officer. And bringing this person on is our first big step at being able to have a comprehensive data management strategy, which, like I mentioned, is more important than ever.
Yeah, that's exciting. And that's interesting that you're combining the CTO and the CDO. I guess that kind of shows how important data is to everything you're trying to do with technology at TSA.
Yes. And the simple fact that the foundation for things like artificial intelligence and other emerging technical areas, all are the foundation with the data that we have. They won't be relevant or useful if we don't understand how to leverage and harness the data that we do have. So they go hand in hand, and we really want someone that has expertise in both areas.
Okay. And you mentioned a domain structure architecture that you're setting up. Just as a quick follow-up, can you tell us a little bit more about what that is and where that's at in the process?
We're looking at utilizing AWS for this new domain structure that we're working on. Our goal, and it ties into the open architecture approach that the administrator's been talking about, but our goal is to allow for our users, our business users across TSA, to be able to better access their data and have it readily available. And that means that we have to get away from some of the proprietary technology solutions that we've leaned on in the previous years and look for a more open opportunity. This will also allow us to make sure that we have a way to properly secure the data based on the domain specific need, but easily share it where it makes sense. And so we're looking at leveraging more of a data mesh approach. So that's what we're currently doing now. We are at the very beginnings. We've stood up a cloud center of excellence that will be agnostic. So it will cover all of our cloud environments, and it will help drive us into the future with this new open architecture and domain structure.
It's exciting. And that leads me into kind of my next question, which was whether there are any updates on the implementation of TSA's cloud strategy 2.0. I mean, clearly, as we've just discussed, there are some pretty big things going on with TSA and its use of the cloud. But that strategy, I think, came out in 2019. So, and I know you've only been in the job for about 6 or so months, but are there any updates on that strategy and where you're at in this kind of hybrid cloud journey?
Yes. Well, first I'll start off by saying that we are currently reviewing that existing cloud strategy and working on updating it. It's time. It needs to continue to evolve, especially as we make new investments in additional clouds. So we are actually actively currently working to update this strategy. In addition to that, we do have a great foothold on software as a service, and we have many implementations in infrastructure as a service. So, you know, we are working to scale and harness the power of cloud as we continue to make our investments and integrate solutions and data. As we evolve, we're looking to make repeatable, secure solutions and processes. So that will be a huge role that our new CTO, CDO will play in this. But obviously, our COE stretches across all of the different expertise areas within our organization.
And the COE, that seems like it's going to be really central, obviously, as you've mentioned, to TSA's use of the cloud going forward. Is that meant to centralize provisioning? Is it more of sort of a policy center, best practices center? What is that functioning in terms of its role within TSA?
Well, I did notice when recently joining and speaking with our CIO here that we did have different pockets of like siloed governance type scenarios. So this was a way to be more agnostic and maximize the use of our resources and bring the right people to the table at the beginning. When we get our initial request to come in or our requirement comes in, we'll have the right people at the table to take a look at that and make sure that we select the right solution for their needs. And that includes which platform or hosting environment that would be best suited for. In addition to that, we'll also be continuing to make sure that we're analyzing current solutions that exist today. And if something exists, we can maximize that investment rather than constantly, you know, recreating from scratch. So It has multi goals associated with it, in addition to what you first said, which is best practices, standards. You know, 80% of what we do will probably be the same regardless of which platform this gets pushed onto for its long-term home. But there'll be deviations depending on if it's SaaS, if it's, you know, PaaS, whatever it is that we're choosing for this particular need. So that's why it makes the most sense to have the right people at the table to get the right solution.
And yeah, I mean, I'd love to know a little bit more about TSA's approach to determining what workloads to move into the cloud, you know, what to maintain on premise, whether there's an approach to choosing public cloud versus private cloud. I'm sure that's, you know, there's a lot of applications and data at TSA. How do you kind of work through those questions?
It depends. It's a case by case basis, right? So there's a lot of factors that go into that, especially in an organization where security is our middle name, right? So we really have to take a look at each and every requirement and make sure that we're choosing the right cloud or right hosting environment for the needs, right? There are multiple variables that we include, from business case, cost of ownership, security, access controls, and governance. We do have over 60,000 employees here that are responsible for security transportation. So, you know, we have to make sure that we take all these variables into consideration. And so there's no simple way to address the methodology in one big bang approach. We have to be flexible and tailor it to the needs of the requirement. And so that's where we're hoping our COE will help us to be able to develop the guidance that we'll need and to provide the technical review team as these requirements come in.
You're listening to the Federal News Network Data Resiliency Series, brought to you by IBM 4. We'll be back for more after this short break.
In today's ever-evolving digital landscape, data is the lifeblood of federal agencies. Protecting data has never been more crucial. With IBM's storage portfolio, it's not just about safeguarding data, it's about ensuring the availability, recovery, and reliability of stored data to support mission-critical operations. 4Inc is an IBM Platinum partner providing federal agencies with solutions to keep data secure, accessible, and resilient. Fortify your data resiliency with IBM solutions that deliver unmatched speed and efficiency. Visit FORINC.com.
Welcome back to the Federal News Network Data Resiliency Series, brought to you by IBM 4. My guest today is Kristen Ruiz, Deputy Chief Information Officer at the Transportation Security Administration. You mentioned how you're putting in place this data mesh architecture, and I wonder if that kind of lines up with what TSA is doing with the more kind of general open architecture roadmap that it released back in July, talking about moving to standards-based interoperable equipment. Is that a part of kind of the same push, kind of getting to plug and play, I guess, kind of technology?
I think it's twofold, right? So IT is the backbone for TSA, right? So we're going to support everything on the OT and the IT side when it comes to the network. We're there to make it available to both sides. So we're helping, working on the team, on the administrator's goal for the open architecture on the OT side of things. But we are also working in parallel to make sure that we can also support the administrator's intent for data-driven decision-making. And so part of that is looking at how we can be efficient with our data and making it available across the different domain areas that we mentioned so that we can gain the efficiencies and speed to impact. When people need the information, they'll be able to get it.
Now, you've referenced how security and resiliency, that's the beginning and the end, I guess, at TSA. That's what it's all about. How do you ensure the security and resilience of the data that you manage across all these different environments?
That's a good question. Cybersecurity is at the forefront of everything that we do. I will say that our cyber team continues to excel, and they've recently just received the designation of Center of Excellence for DHS. So that's a testament to the hard work that they do, and they make sure that they're constantly looking for opportunities to improve, do additional penetration testing, work with CISA directly to make sure that we have the most secure environment that we can. Because like you say, with emerging technology, there's sophistication out there on the cyber side. So, you know, the other thing that we are doing is we're focused on zero trust, and that will be a huge game changer for us as we move forward. So that way, even if someone were to somehow get access. It's the resiliency that we'd be able to demonstrate and recovering from that quickly. And I know that Director Easterly is always talking about resiliency and making sure that we secure by design at the beginning, but we know that nothing is foolproof. And if someone were to get in, we are ready and we will be resilient and execution of zero trust.
And I guess one of the advantages of the cloud, the security advantage of the cloud, is that there's, you know, backups, redundancies in the cloud. Do you have contingencies and methods in place for kind of data recovery at a TSA that has so much data spread across so many different environments, but it's all pretty critical, right?
Yes. The simple answer is yes. We have continuity of operations plans that outline storage, high availability and redundant data strategies so that we can ensure that we don't lose critical data. And we are always performing tabletop and actual exercises to ensure that our plans are operationally viable and we can execute them efficiently.
And one thing I did want to ask about was kind of the cost of ownership here when it comes to data and data management. Do you have any metrics that you can share when it comes to that at TSA?
This one's a little more tricky, right? So the total cost of ownership is really a dynamic metric for us. As we delve more into cloud using on-demand subscription solutions, we have to measure cost and cash flow. So TSA as a government agency, we have to be prudent in how we appropriate our funds so that we can maintain asset diversity and investment trackers. We leverage consumption charts, dashboards, work closely with budget analysts to develop a common operating picture in these areas, specifically dashboarding, making sure that we have informed decisions are made based on the data that we have available. Some of those data elements involve infrastructure, security compliance, defense cyber, software delivery, and system support labor.
And how do you balance the costs, which obviously, as you've mentioned, are so key, especially at a federal agency, with performance, security, scalability that these different technologies can bring?
From an overall business perspective, we are leaning on efforts to formalize the establishment of decision support systems that will improve multi-year planning, budgeting, acquisition oversight, and TSA's overall requirements processes. This can be challenging, of course, and it's a delicate balance. Looking at technology, optimizing our database performance is vital, and protecting our database from vulnerabilities is also vital. So we have a very strong hygiene for security at TSA. I mentioned zero trust, patches, audits, incident rate response, just to name a few. When we talk on the scalability side of things, we are talking about future state, movement from hardware to software and moving to open architecture to have that right balance. And we ensure we involve our stakeholders in decisions that affect IT across TSA. And that's another area that we've really been working on, that customer experience side of things, making sure that they're involved from the very beginning. So that way, when we evaluate their requirements and we seek their additional feedback, that they feel that it's a continuous process and they're involved.
Okay. And I wanted to just quickly go back to one thing you mentioned. I think you said TSA's cyber team was recently designated as a sort of DHS excellence team. Can you talk a little bit more about what that is and what that means?
Yeah. So DHS does, I wouldn't call it an audit, but they come and they meet with the teams and they observe how they operate, their best practices, standards that are in place, procedures. And they determine if you will be deemed what's considered a center of excellence designation at the DHS level. And so that's a big designation to receive. It says that you're doing the right things at the right time. And it really speaks to how hard our team is working to maintain that cyber hygiene.
You know, I do want to talk about your teams and how TSA is building the skills it needs to continue moving forward with all the things we've talked about today around data management, open architecture, security, and so forth. How are you getting after that? I know talent today is so important.
Yeah, and actually speaking about IT workforce development is probably the goal that I get most excited about, because the people is what makes TSA great, right? That's the first thing that I noticed when I got here, was how committed and excited everyone was to the mission. That was the first thing. However, we are starting to make advancements in technology. We have things on the horizon with the open architecture, AI, emerging tech, and we need to make sure that our team is trained and is able to continue to grow and be competitive and work alongside us so that they can take on new roles as we've taken this new technology. So some of the things that we're doing is we've created a strategic plan for IT. It's in the final stages and will be rolling out shortly. And it does have goals associated with it. And one of the goals is development into the IT workforce. And so some of the objectives that we have are making sure that our team is getting the training that they need. We do workforce planning assessment with human capital. We are building out curriculum that we can provide to make sure everyone has AI literacy and foundation in IT. In addition to that, we have specialized tracks for folks that say are interested in cybersecurity. We have it all mapped out what they would need to progress from a junior to a senior level expert. When it comes to making TSA IT a great place to work, that we can attract that talent and keep the people that we have, we're focused on making sure that the culture is inclusive and equitable to all, and that people feel valued and that they can work on meaningful work that contributes to our mission. And then on the last front, you know, even our administrator recently went out to DEF CON, and we're actively out there trying to recruit folks from some of the non-traditional places to try to make sure that we can get the best talent at TSA.
Sounds like a lot going on for your workforce, both recruiting and training, reskilling, upskilling. And I'm glad you mentioned AI training, because we've somehow not mentioned AI in a 20-minute conversation about federal IT before then. So I think we should get an award for that, honestly, but sounds like pretty important development for you all. All right, as we come to the kind of the close of the conversation here, what does the future hold? Where do you want to leave folks at when they're thinking about TSA's data management and IT goals going forward?
I think we're at a critical place when it comes to technology. Honestly, we just hit our 22-year anniversary as an agency. We are still a young agency, so in some areas, we're working hard to mature. But in others, we are ready. We are ready for modernization, and we're ready to take things to where technology is leading us. And so there is a lot of excitement and opportunity in the AI space that we'll be looking to explore and do research on and see what use cases would make the most sense. I will preface and say that on the machine learning side, TSA has been actively involved in that for quite some time. And these algorithms that the administrator's been talking about with the open architecture on the OT side of the house is also leveraging a portion of AI. So we do want to be looked at as a top destination for talent. We want people to come and help us, not just for the people that are going to be our employees, but for our partners, industry. We can't do it alone. It's a big task. And we have, you know, record numbers of passengers that we need to keep safe. So we need all the help that we can get. And we're always looking for opportunities to partner and explore things. We have an innovation task force that's very focused on that very thing, right? Looking at proofs of concept or doing researches and studies on how we can do better when it comes to some of the areas that we touched on today.
All right. Well, Kristen, thank you so much for your time and your insights today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And again, I want to thank today's guest, Kristen Ruiz, Deputy Chief Information Officer at the Transportation Security Administration, for joining me for the Federal News Network Data Resiliency Series, brought to you by IBM 4. To learn more about data resiliency, visit federalnewsnetwork.com and search IBM 4, F-O-U-R.